This is United States versus Richardson.
Good morning. May it please the Court, I'm William Jones from Madison, Wisconsin. I represented Mr. Richardson in his case below down in the Western District of Wisconsin, as well as being his appellate attorney here. This appeal is an exercise in determining what the phrase trafficking in firearms means under the sentencing guidelines section 2K2.1B5. And I believe trafficking was not intended to include acts of doling out the spoils of a theft, as in the case with Mr. Richardson. Trafficking is defined in the guidelines as transferring guns to another individual, two or more guns, or disposing of them to another individual. And I think the language suggests that it goes beyond the facts in this case, which were Mr. Richardson being part of this theft of a gun shop, getting in a car with another individual who drove them, Mr. Barlow, to a safe location, and very shortly after that, he happened to be the guy that reaches into the gun and hands it out. Are you trafficking in firearms? Is that transferring guns to these people? I think not. Are you otherwise disposing of them of these to them? I think not. I think that's a stretch of that definition. And I guess I just approached it from a specific definition approach, which is transferring property, disposing of property, really suggests you first have an ownership interest in it. And this is merely defining who gets what out of a bag of guns from the theft. But even if you were to decide that this is somehow transferring guns to someone, or disposing of guns to someone by being the unfortunate member of the group who happened to have the gun, the sack, and is handing them out, you then have to determine, well, are you transferring it to a person who you have? What is the intent of the person you're handing it to? At the time of the sentencing, the court just said, well, since Mr. Barlow was a prohibited person, that's all I need to know. If you hand it to someone who is a prohibited person, well, I think the government even concedes that was error. You have to enter into, well, what did the person who's transferring the weapons know? And there's no evidence that he knew that Mr. Barlow was a prohibited person. And I don't even know if the record shows that he's the type of prohibited person. There's actual felon convictions of violence or drugs that actually create the trafficking enhancer. And I don't know that Barlow falls in that or not. But assuming that he did, there still is no evidence that Mr. Richardson knew that, and so he can't be transferring it to a person knowing that that person is. So now we are on the fourth iteration of, well, how can we give him these four-level increase? And that is, as the opposition of the brief asserts, well, come on. I mean, this is part of a theft. Of course, you know that everyone in the theft is going to go and sell these on the street. And that means that it's unlawfully transferring it. And who buys guns on the street? People who can't buy them in the gun shops because they're felons. And therefore, really, you can strictly apply this almost as a strict liability almost. If you're the guy who reaches into the gun after the theft of a gun shop and hand it out to your co-conspirators.
You keep saying theft. It's a robbery. They taped the guy up and stuck him in the bathroom while they robbed the store.
Well, I'm just going by, I think, the description of the count of conviction. I certainly will concede that.
But it is a robbery.
I'll concede it was a robbery.
The problem here is that the base offense level isn't high enough for that type of conduct.
I think that's what the preparer of the PSR felt. Wow, this can't be. Well, maybe we can get him with trafficking. I can appreciate that people may be frustrated that the guideline was too slow, but that it was too low. But that doesn't mean you don't start with the right guideline calculation. And I think that's what happened here. He wasn't trafficking.
The transferee here has just committed a felony, but he hasn't been convicted of it yet.
I guess that's a good point. He certainly knew that Mr. Barlow was part of that felony, but I guess he was not prohibited yet because I think you have to be convicted to fall into the prohibited person that you're transferring the weapon to. Now, I don't agree that he was a transferee, but that goes back to the original more technical analysis of the word transfer. But yes, I'll concede this was a robbery, even though the definition of the offense itself is just theft of a firearms dealer. That's why I kept referring it to as such.
Well, it's probably more than just robbery, too. But
with the taping of
threatened
to kill him if he did something.
Right.
Or
right, but those all are taken into account in the guidelines. You get 2 points if you tie somebody up. I mean, that's all part of the guideline calculation already. Why are we adding trafficking? I can see what you're thinking. Wow, you know, that's a low guideline calculation, and perhaps that needs to be remedied, but that's not. I'm just saying it's not trafficking, right? When a bunch of robbers leave a place and meet, you know, get in the car, drive somewhere, and they separate the stuff, they're not that person is not trafficking in it. But that's where we've landed now. There's been other tries at saying, well, it was trafficking because he took them to Chicago. Well, the judge said, I'm not going to enter into that because, I presented evidence that he didn't do anything with them once they got stolen. The judge said, I'm not even going to bother with that. I'm going to go to a second possibility in that as well. Barlow was a felon, so I believe he gave a felon a gun. He's two guns. He's trafficking. Well, you gotta prove that or confirm that Richardson knew that he was a felon. Well, that's not there. Okay, so now we move on to a third one, which is, well, come on. You know, I mean, these are all you have to know what everyone's intention was, and that is that they were going to sell it to people, you know, unlawfully distribute it. But I don't think that you could possibly potentially infer that, you know, these guys are going to go and sell them for money, but I don't think that they even know
what to do with them.
They don't know.
Realistically, what would they do with them?
Four guns. Realistically, they could either keep them for their own protection. I don't know that it's an unlawful transfer to give it to someone who is not a felon. If they give it to their mom for protection, is that unlawfully transferring it to someone who's otherwise they can't have it? Or they just sell it for a quick buck to someone they don't know is prohibited. So there's just this long, oh, come on. When he gave Barlow the guns, he knew that he was going to go give them to someone so they could either commit a crime with it.
There's some dispute whether it was 4 or 9. Isn't there some dispute?
I think the PSR said 4, and I don't think the judge found any further factual. But
there is some evidence in there. Someone said it was 9. I can't recall who it was.
I can't confirm or deny. I just know that we kind of used the number 4 throughout sentencing, and I may be getting into my rebuttal time,
right.
So I'll hang on to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. Rita Rumbelow for the United States. To answer Judge Tinder's question, the evidence in the record suggesting that 9 firearms were transferred to co-defendant Barlow, Wade Gregory, when defendant Barlow did obtain these firearms, we know that shortly thereafter he transported 1 stolen firearm in interstate commerce to Minnesota and sold it to Wade Gregory, who happened to be a convicted felon, and he was arrested in possession of the gun. And then Wade Gregory completely cooperated with local and federal law enforcement officers. And there's a footnote in the government's brief. It was Wade Gregory who said that Barlow had said that he did indeed get 9 guns for his role in the offense. But it was Richardson who had said that he only transferred 4 guns to Barlow. So we'll never know the truth, really. But everything else Wade Gregory said was true. So we just pointed that out. Under the unique facts of this particular case, this trafficking enhancement can be applied. This is not an instance of just Darren Richardson and Daniel Barlow going in by themselves, the two of them, and committing this horrific robbery and then leaving the gun store and each going their own ways with half of the loot, as Mr. Jones calls it. Instead, what happens is Darren Richardson resides in Chicago, Illinois. He gets a minor to come up from Chicago, two other individuals actually, to come up to Wisconsin with him. He then, also recruits Daniel Barlow as the getaway driver. So Barlow's role in this was not any less, you know, aggravating. I mean, you know, these crimes succeed because we have getaway drivers. But nevertheless, Barlow didn't go into the gun store. He didn't ever take possession of these guns until he was rewarded with them or paid with them for agreeing to be the getaway driver and taking them actually to the scene of the crime, too. So that's where the transfer definitely results, and that's what Judge Crabb found. And I don't think that that was in any way error on her part. Barlow's role was very distinct from Richardson's in this crime. So Richardson is the leader. He's the one who, you know, recruits people to come up from Chicago. He gets the getaway driver. He decides who gets what guns.
Is there any precedent for the concept that, you know, divvying up the loot is equivalent to a transfer?
No. No. This is, you know, you're going to have to draw your own inferences. But again, when you look at the distinct roles and the facts of this particular case, with Richardson deciding that the one juvenile who set this whole thing in motion got six of the guns, I mean, it was Richardson who decided who got what for their role in the offense. So, again, the guidelines absolutely do not distinguish an individual. They don't define individual. They definitely don't preclude a finding that it could be a co-defendant or co-conspirator. And again, based on the facts of this case, I think it can be upheld.
Is this other fellow that he transferred it to, is that Barlow? Did he have any interest in the guns before they were handed to him?
Well, he willingly went along as the driver. So, I mean, he knew what he was going to.
He wasn't a part owner of them.
No.
Part illegal.
No. And Richard, look at Richardson himself. So then we move to the next step. It is the government's position, and clearly this court may disagree and may remand. We recognize that, but we think in this particular set of facts, based on the distinct roles that these defendants played, that Richardson did transfer these guns to Daniel Barlow. Absolutely.
But that's only part of the problem, though. The other part is whether he was a prohibited person, and he was, but whether there's no evidence that Richardson knew that.
Absolutely.
Or if not a prohibited person, whether he was going to use the guns for an unlawful use or transfer them to someone who would.
Right. Mr. Jones cited the Askew case from the 11th Circuit in his reply brief. Well, that dealt with an old Section 2K2.B15 language where then the government had to prove that the defendant knew the guns were actually going to be used to commit another felony or for felonious purposes. And the guideline language has changed. Today it's only that they intended to use or dispose of the firearm unlawfully. Well, here, Daniel Barlow, come on. I mean, clearly he's going to dispose of stolen firearms. I mean, here you are knowing the guns are stolen. It's not like Richardson transferred them to Barlow. Barlow had no idea that these guns were stolen. That would be a stretch. Barlow knew these firearms were stolen. So, of course, what is he going to do with them? He is going to dispose of them.
But he has to dispose of them in an unlawful way.
And I think
to a person who's a prohibited person.
But we don't have to prove that the person was prohibited.
No.
I mean, you know, here Barlow drove some to Minnesota. Again, the interstate transportation of a stolen firearm.
I don't have any problem with the inferences that you say can be drawn.
Right.
But my problem is that Judge Crabb didn't draw those inferences.
No, but we made the argument both in our sentencing memo and then at the sentencing hearing. So we did preserve it. And I think that there is support in the record that this court could just...
She didn't reject those inferences.
She didn't.
She just didn't get to them.
Right. But again, when you look at what was Richardson's reason to believe, Richardson himself took his share of the loot to Chicago, Illinois. Now, he claims, they were stolen by a fellow gang before I could actually traffic them. I couldn't disprove that. I tried, but it's kind of ludicrous. But whatever, that also showed his intent. Even if he wasn't successful in trafficking the firearms himself because they were stolen from him before he had the opportunity, he and his other, Antonio Parker and then the juvenile involved, it was, you know, this fact is not in dispute. They transferred those stolen firearms back to Chicago. So they did that. So when you look at what was Richardson's reason to believe what Barlow was going to do with these firearms, again, based on the unique facts of this particular case, I think clearly this court can uphold this enhancement. Why else steal guns from a gun shop? I mean, you've got that, but then Richardson's own actions.
Your mother for protection.
You're a hunter.
34 of them.
You're a hunter or something.
Right. They took a high-capacity calico. You know, one of the weapons they took had over 100-round magazine. And he himself, again, Richardson transported his guns across state lines and gives them, you know, to Barlow, again, a willing participant in this who had a distinct role. So did he have, it's not, I don't have to prove that he absolutely knew. I just have to prove that he had reason to believe. And it belies common sense to think that he didn't have reason to believe that Barlow was otherwise going to dispose of these firearms unlawfully. Why? That's the government's position. And again, based on the facts of this case and the facts that we have in the record, I think that this enhancement is supported. And I would ask that you affirm the district court. Thank you.
Thank you. You have 2 minutes, Mr. Jones.
I just would like to respond to the assertion that Richardson was a leader in this case and that he decided who got what out of that bag of guns that they got out of there. There's nothing in there about any of the discussion or interaction that those people had. He just said, I gave him four guns. I mean, it could have been, which ones do you want? Open up, you know, give me the pistol and the whatever. I mean, there is no indication that he was the one deciding. It's just that he was the one that ran out with the bag and handed out the guns. So I don't think that you can draw that conclusion with any kind of certainty. Now, you just can't say, oh, come on. What else was he going to do with it? All the cases that are cited, and there's not many, this is a kind of an issue that isn't really well developed, but all those cases that are cited, there is a kind of a globe or whatever, a grouping of facts that person who was transferring the weapon to another person knew about that person and what his intentions were.
Or reason to believe, right?
Reason to believe what their intentions were, exactly. There's nothing in the record about what Barlow told Richardson about what he wanted to do with it or what his intentions were of it. There's just nothing there. It sounds like they had a short contact. He drove him to the place. If the theft happened, they drove her and said, see you later. I doubt that Barlow even had an intention or an idea of who he was going to do it at that time. He just took the four guns and left and then figured out what he wanted to do with it later. So, thank you.
Thank you, counsel. The case will be taken under advisement. The court will be in recess for a few minutes and then return with a different panel.